Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 22nd of February 2026. Today's topic is the end of God's commandments. Our text today is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5 to 10. Verse 5. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned, from which some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say, nor whereof they affirm. But we know that the law is good, if a man use it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers. Verse 10. For whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for menstealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. Our memory verse is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned. The word end in our text conveys the purpose or goal of the commandments of God. Every commandment written in the scriptures is tailored towards manifesting God's sincere love and works of grace, which establish sound conviction with conscience void of guilt and pretentious lifestyle. Similarly, rules and regulations in consonant with the scriptures given in the family, school, place of vocational training, community, nation, and the world at large seek to help us to act right always, maintain sanity and orderliness in the society, and achieve the best in life to the praise of God. Unlike a suggestion, a commandment is to be adhered to or simply obeyed to avert severe consequences. Our daily actions should be constantly driven by pure motives and reflect willingness to promptly obey God's word. In our text, Paul admonishes and emphasizes the need for youths to pay close attention to and obey God's commandments to properly regulate their lives in the light of divine expectations and to avoid dire consequences. This is instructive because God wants to transfer His love into our hearts to guide and influence all our actions towards Him and our fellow men. If His commandments are duly obeyed, it will make the world a better place to live in. Quote for the day: promptly obey God's word. The challenge for today is, be guided by His rules. Prayer. God, give me the grace to obey Your commandments always. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.